Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with me today. We have just been having some amazing conversation that I know as we walk towards Christmas has just been inspiring my heart so much. And I feel like I'm encountering the Lord in a deeper way through this word and through just this uplifting conversation that I've been having with my friend Katie Norman, who's back with me today. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Rach.
Thanks for being back.
So good to be here.
And we are halfway through our week and it's Christmas Eve. It's one of those things, it's like you blink. I feel like Thanksgiving happens, especially because Thanksgiving was late this year, and then it's like 2026.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the end of the year. And so it's such a battle to like stay present during this time of year. And we've reached Christmas Eve. We've reached kind of the peak of the anticipation point that we've been talking about of the Holy Spirit enlightening our hearts with expectant hope for the one who is to come. And I want to encourage you, friends, to go listen to our two episodes that we've had this week if you missed out, to kind of help you spiritually prepare and get into God's word as you're walking towards Christmas and as you're entering into Christmas Eve today. So how do you feel about it already being Christmas Eve, Katie?
I think it's it's so wild. Like you're saying, like, so we are a people who always need to be planning. And if you have families and if you have like just a life, you need to be planning. So yes, like you're saying, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to think about February and I have to think about like spring break and these things. But the that balance of being present to the season, being present to what the Lord is saying today, even while balancing the necessity of planning is like, it's such a journey.
Totally. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. Yeah. And friends, here's just, you know, as we get into the word that we're going to go in today and some of the things that we've been talking about, I want you to just take every moment that you can today, whether it's you're maybe driving in your car and you choose to turn the music off or choose to drive in silence, or you're walking your dog, or I know as I've met some of you, you're like, I listen to you while I'm working out, or someone said I listen to you while I'm going to sleep, which I don't know how that's possible because I'm constantly yelling at you, you know, but whatever space that you're in, as you go throughout the day, to ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind and a place that you can just have a moment to take that deep breath and just say to yourself in your heart, if you're not if you're driving, but if you're able to just like put your hand on your heart in those moments and just say to your heart, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. To just today, even in the chaos, to remind yourself who is on the way, to keep up that expectation. And friends, no matter what happens, no matter if, you know, the dish that you made went wrong, if your family's late to mass because you're all arguing at the door, you know, whatever is happening today, the core reality is that Jesus is coming. And all the other circumstances, friends, when we focus on this reality, will fall into place the way that the Lord desires them and permits them to fall into place if we keep our hearts in that place. And if we stay focused, we can't control other people, but if we stay focused on that and coming back to that place when we feel stress and anxiety coming up, just again, putting your hand on your heart and telling yourself, Jesus is coming. The one who is to come is on his way. He's coming into our hearts and he will take care of everything when he comes. Amen?
Amen.
Katie, just any initial thoughts that you have stirring in your heart before we pop back into our scripture for today?
Yeah, I think that like today and as we move through like Christmas Day and for all my Canadians, Boxing Day even, which is the 26th, it's just these days are such days where we've spent this time preparing. And sometimes that time can kind of, it can go slow sometimes. And I find these like these days where we're like we're in the final moment, we're in Christmas, can kind of be feel like a bit of a sprint. And so for me, like one of my goals this year is to really like as I'm taking time to like slow down this season, to really spend time, like you said, like taking silence, taking moments to really sit with the Lord in more of a stillness, that I am intentional about not trying to rush through what is already a very fast day and what is a fast turning point of the season.
Sure.
So that like this stillness that, you know, we're preparing in and the ways that we're carving out space that I'm saying, okay, this day is probably likely a lot more busy for most of us, but to say, okay, I in some way need to still have a checkpoint in my own, just even if it's in my own heart, because sometimes we have to keep moving throughout the day based on the day, but just even a checkpoint in my own heart to say, okay, like I want to still have space today, you know, to the day before Christmas, that I'm still being slow in some way with the Lord to give him the room to be with me now.
Yeah.
Even totally. In the busyness. So, yeah.
Yeah. It's like that resistance to just give in to the pace, you yes. know, and just be like, Lord, mm-hmm. you, like, Lord, what is your pace? You know, like you mm-hmm. set the pace for this time and this day. That's mm-hmm. so good. Mm-hmm. Well, friends, let's pray because we want to be able to be in our passage and really meditate on this, especially today and tomorrow. So I'm going to pray and then I'll have Katie read our passage again. Just from a prayerful place. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, you are coming to us. You have come 2,000 years ago, and you are coming to us again. You come to us in a new way in our hearts, and you will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And Jesus, on this day, on the eve of your coming, we ask that you would slow down our hearts and our minds to continue to prepare to receive you. That you would continue to build in us that flicker of expectant faith, expectant hope, that you, the one, the light of the world, is coming into the world. And this is the center of our preparations. This is the center of our celebrations. Lord, as we read your word today, enlighten our hearts and our minds that the person of Jesus may be glorified and revealed to us. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, friends, we're going to be again in John 1, 1 through 9. We're going to read that chunk again.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Mm. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday and the day before, we kind of basically got into the first verse, which for those of you who listen regularly, you know that's not abnormal to be 3 days in and to be chewing on one verse. But we began to tackle really like the Holy Spirit revealing to us this beautiful cosmic reality that God has existed from all of eternity. And because he's existed from all of eternity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you've existed in him. You've existed in the mind of God. Mm-hmm. He loved you before all of eternity, forever spanning both ways. And so, Katie, was there anything just from the end of that conversation? We were talking about the Holy Spirit revealing to our hearts this reality. Anything that was just sticking out to you from that coming into today as we read this?
Yeah, I think I just love the placement again, like of where this beginning of understanding falls in this Gospel of John, that like, you know, it's not that we're getting into the story and then we find out that God has always loved us mm-hmm. from all time. It's that immediate reality that it's so important that it's revealed to us as we go through the rest of the Gospel, right. the rest of Christ's life, that we know from the beginning this love was there. Mm-hmm. Because that the Lord wants us to know informs everything else that yeah. is done and said by Christ.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's just like, okay, this is an important reality. And yes, we need to check into it, but it's actually like, it's groundwork for everything else to fall mm-hmm. upon.
Yeah.
And to see it through that lens, yes. I think is just really important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I was thinking too of a couple other passages that relate to this, but this reality that yesterday we talked about, we're loved from all of eternity because God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit exist from all eternity. But I love this first sentence and how relational it is, because it's relational about us, but it's also mm-hmm. relational. It's a profound revelation mm-hmm. of the nature of the Trinity
yes.
and their relationship. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, right? They were together, and the Word was God. Mm-hmm. He was in the beginning with God. And I love that. I had read this from a church father from Origen, and he says, there was never a time when God was without the Word. Mm-hmm. The Word looks always towards the Father in eternal contemplation, yet is himself God. And there's this beautiful revelation of like, yes, the love God has for us that's generated through the love that the Father and the Son share and have shared mm-hmm. from all of eternity. And that sets us up also for the rest of the scriptures, because Jesus has a twofold mission mm-hmm. that everything he does, and I love, we'll see it in John 14. He says, I do as the Father commanded me, so the whole world may know how much I love my Father. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and this beautiful, like just that image of from before the world existed,
yeah.
the Father and the Son, they're not just like sitting watching TV. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like we don't even like think of like how it is, but the Father and the Son contemplating each other in love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Son eternally, the Word eternally contemplating the beauty and greatness of the Father.
Yeah.
And that's why he comes. And out of that experience, out of that love is generated that love for you and I, because that love is so powerful. It can't be contained in and of itself.
Yeah.
You know?
I think too, like for me, it's just like the fruit of that, like with the Holy Spirit, the life that is brought forth.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I feel like we're kind of hammering out this theme of parenthood. Maybe that's just coming from my like my own vocation, but just this life that comes forth that is beyond, you know, it's beyond what created it. Like it's contained, but it's also beyond. And I just think that reality of like the way that people are blessed through the love of the Father and the Son, through the love of something that brings forth life, like has such a ripple effect. Like it's in and of itself is beautiful and beautiful to contemplate, but then we are gifted in that love.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's this generative aspect. And there's two things that I'm thinking of, you know, as we get into verse three, the verse that's coming to mind, first of all, is from Jesus's high priestly prayer in John 17. And Jesus says, it's interesting all these passages are in John, because you see the lens of John, how John, the beloved, was so touched in his heart by this reality of existing in the very life and relationship of the Father and the Son together, because that's our destiny.
Yes.
And Jesus will pray this amazing prayer in John 17. It's one of my favorite passages. He said, Father, I desire that those you have given me may be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with me and to share in the glory that you and I had before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, and he's referring back.
Yeah.
And this is why it's important that we're reading the beginning of this. When we read that, we're like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's Jesus and the Father from all of eternity with the love that flows between them, contemplating each other, existing in perfection, lacking nothing, existing in a splendor that's so glorious that then in verse 3, all things were made through him, that then the Father, the Son is contemplating the Father, and the Father who loves his Son so much creates through the Son, the Word of the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so he gives the Son preeminence from the very beginning.
Yes.
And so there's this generative thing that comes from the amazing love of, they didn't need us.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted us,
yes.
You know, and when pure love is exchanged, there comes a deeper desire of what is good,
yes.
You know, and obviously that's human language because God is the ultimate good, but it's just like, there's a way in which we can't even comprehend that, but it just blows my mind of that invitation of this is what's happening, the glory of the Father and the Son together in all of eternity in perfect love. God's saying, here, this is what I'm actually bringing you into.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And I think that really helps us too. Like when we put things into that context of saying we were made for eternity, that love like invites us in, has been there for all time, but now also is like forward thinking, like you said, like moving into the future, like we are made for eternity from all time. It puts things into perspective to say what matters and what does not matter.
In
terms of saying, if this is what I'm made for, if this is what I'm bound for, if this is this creative love that has been inviting me and thinking of me from before the moment of my conception, from all time, to say, what then am I looking at in my life to say, okay, what is aligning with that?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the trajectory of my patterns, my relationships, my thoughts to make sure that I'm like, I am also eternity minded and saying like that I know where I'm going. I know where I'm called to go. Am I living my life in a way that's saying I know where I'm supposed to be heading?
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're going to pick this up tomorrow, friends. Join us as we continue. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.